producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live from Genesis Communication Network in Eagan, Minnesota today. Spent a little time with Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communication Network. What a nice guy. And I'm not just saying that, folks. You know that I'm not that kind of a guy. Just to say what people pleases. Or appeases people. No, that's not Bradley Dean whatsoever. No, I'm a black and white kind of a guy, but I just wanted to let you know, what a great guy. Spending a little time down here with Ted Anderson at Genesis Communication Networks. Folks, without further ado, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Do check them out. Tell us what your thoughts are. Folks, as well as if you'd like to, go ahead and check out our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. You can also go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio page on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. Also wanted to let you know, folks, you can check out our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 double E. And I wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to let you know that we are set up right now on Stack. If you'd like to give us a call at any time over the next hour, the way that you do that is pick up your phone, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, right towards the half hour mark, we started to talk about the American view of law and government. Well, we did part one. We're going to go to part two today as well. I'll start all over again just to slow my roll just a little bit, just to bring you forth line upon line, precept upon precept, so you can understand as we tear down Jeremiah 1, we also build up. So let's tear down just a little bit, and then in the second hour of the Sons of LibertyRadio.com today, we're going to go ahead and build up once again. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on in the United States of America? Well, friends, here we have it on a daily basis. It's very oppressing. It's very depressing at times seeing what's going on in your country. Sometimes it gets to the point where you just don't even want to care about what's going on, but we can't do that. We can't be irresponsible about what's going on in our country. We have to take heed, pay careful attention, and deal with the issues at hand by keeping the commandments of the Lord to deal with the issues. And why is it that we need to understand that? Because we need to understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, and what America needs in this country more than anything, America needs justice. And you're not going to have justice until you first understand law. Sons of Liberty Media.com, folks. San Bernardino, again, We're hearing a lot about what's going on over there. We're also seeing now the state-controlled narrative. Well, I don't know that they're purposely doing this, but people are up in arms about what took place there in California. They're now acknowledging that there was three shooters, not two, the way that we were told through the state-controlled narrative. And because, folks, what's happening, regardless if you realize it or not, they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram, the same way that they were using the homosexuals, the same way that they'll use the communists, the same way that they'll use the atheists. See, they're looking for these useful idiots to implement totalitarian government, and that's exactly what you're seeing. And interestingly enough, those that are pawns like Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, these are useful idiots as well because they fail to understand that they're expendable. Just like the people that they're working for, they need to understand that if they're actually paying them to lie to people, they need to understand that they're going to be lied to as well, and at length they're going to be dealt with. You can't play with sin, folks, and not understand it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. Read Romans 6, because we know that the end of sin is death. But in saying that, folks, people are beginning to understand that in California that there was three shooters, and we need to come to the realization that if there was three shooters and they were white men and they had black uniforms on, well, we can go no further than listening to the CIA and NSA contractor himself, who had actually called it out for what it was, and he told you who was responsible for what's going on. Why? Because they're using people to create a revolution. They're trying to create domestic insurrection. And the way that they're doing that, folks, is they're the ones creating the chaos to bring in a new order. And again, I didn't say that. None other than George Herschel Walker Bush himself said over 200 times from the presidential pulpit. And the reason I'm bringing that up again, friends, is because people need to understand that we're seeing on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted about an hour ago, a no-fly list, shades of Nazi Germany. Well, folks, again, keep in mind, I've been talking about the parallel between America and Germany since 2001, September 11th. Because when we see the systematic teardown of a society and a nation, we can see that Adolf Hitler did the exact same thing, but it just took his country, 80 million people, a little bit longer to figure out what was going on concerning Adolf Hitler. See, they were first murdered off, then their country was destroyed. By the time that they actually figured out that he himself was responsible for the crimes that were being committed. And keep in mind, Joseph Mengele himself said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. And we also need to go back to the root of the issue and understand these things are taking place because it's perfect judgment unto a disobedient nation. And going back to what John Calvin rightly said, and he was right when he said this, he said that God appoints wicked rulers over nations that he means to judge, and that's exactly what we're seeing in America. So, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, no-fly list, shades of Nazi Germany. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim no-go zones in America. They are coming here. Just look at Europe. I also want people to understand, do you see how they're using the Muslims, which is Antichrist, the religion of Antichrist, against those Christians, real Christians, which are obedient to Christ? Do you see how they're trying to set the two against each other? Why? Because they're attempting to divide and conquer. And I want people to understand that's exactly why they're using the Muslims. That's why they're trying to import them over into America, is because they want to use them people to create a revolution within while they destroy without. And if you think I'm kidding again, folks, go to God's perfect judgment, because again, America, you are under God's perfect judgment in this country. Muslim knows zone goes in America. They are coming here. Just look to Europe. Going to Obama's Pentagon on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Banning all Muslims from entering the U.S. contrary to our values would endanger national security, folks. Listen to the stupidity. Listen to how these reprobates think, folks. They are without judgment. They are undoing themselves. And I want to tell you something. These people are digging a pit that they mean for us all to fall in. And what we need to do is make sure that they're the ones thrown into the pit that they themselves have dug, and deal with the issues so the rest of us don't have to go with them. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks in Eagan, Minnesota. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to highlight a couple more articles, and then I'm going to start taking some of these phone calls here. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, listen to this carefully, okay? Just to understand that these people are using the law against itself. And I really sincerely believe that they are so blind, folks, that they could not see the sun if they were transported to it. And in many cases, why? Because their eyes are shut so tightly and purposed in so many different ways. But Obama's Pentagon banning all Muslims from entering the United States contrary to our values. Folks, this is a Christian nation, not a Muslim nation. And then he goes on and says, it would endanger national security. Wait a second. For 14 years in this country, friends, we've been told that there's a Muslim threat. So I'm kind of curious, how would this endanger national security by keeping the enemy out? But this is what they want you to do, is they want you to take what they say for face value. You need to think things through, America. These are your enemies. These are the ones that are speaking. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Dave Hodges just actually contributed a brand new article. The Muslim Brotherhood has taken over the White House, folks. We can see the Muslim infiltration. We can see the Muslim Brotherhood connections. We see CARE. We see we can go to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, folks. We can go all the way down the line. We see Muslims infiltrated in every facet of who we are in this country. But in saying that, we still have time to deal with it. We just need to stand up and deal with it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and speaking of which, there seems to be a Muslim issue at Homeland Security, a brand new article. And what's interesting about that is, folks, keep in mind, Jay Johnson said that he was appointed to the Department of Homeland Security because of the Muslim plight, the plight of the Muslims. I want you to think about what these people are saying. They are telling on themselves every step of the way. And I also wanted to highlight one more article here, and then I'll take some of these phone calls here. Interestingly enough, we're finding out that, well, the alleged shooters in San Bernardino, California, the mother to one of these individuals actually is tied to the same organization that Hillary Clinton is. San Bernardino shooter's mother has ties to the same terror group that Hillary Clinton's Muslim aide has. Surprised? I don't think anybody is surprised, folks. Keep in mind, you have the devil speaking into the ear of Hillary Clinton, as well as a devil speaking into the ear of Barack Hussein Obama. So they're communicating one with another, and folks, what we need to do is understand that the enemy is within, not without. Folks, we got Paul calling from New Jersey. Paul, thank you for calling in, and we appreciate your phone call. What's on your mind?
Hello, Bradley. A lot of people have been in the press making it sound and actually misrepresenting American history. The fact of the matter is, one of the first immigration acts was passed in the early 1790s. And they said the only people they wanted to be citizens were white people with good character. And that was the intent of our founders. Later on, they did allow some Chinese in for coolie labor to build the railroads. And then after that, there was, a bit of a yellow scare out on the West Coast, and they didn't like, and they reversed that, and then again promoted only European people to immigrate. The first mosque was built in the United States in 1915. So that proves that the majority of the time of this country, America did not want Muslims in this country or even consider the fact.
Right.
Okay, and I think those were Bosnian Muslims, so they might have snuck through because they were basically from Europe.
You know, what's interesting about this is the American people need to realize that, you know, we hear a lot about Tripoli, about how we're not a Christian nation, how we're not based as a Christian nation. Well, the fact of the matter is everything about us is Christian. And when you look at who we are, we can see God's fingerprints on anything and everything that we do in this country. Go to your landmarks, so on and so forth. Go to your money. Go to the Statue of Liberty. Go to the Declaration of Independence. I mean, I can go to the Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen veterans across the land. And people need to realize that 70% of this country professes their Christianity. There's 300-1 to any other religion in this country, and people are afraid of what's going on here. And just really to resolve the situation here, Paul, as to how I see it, is that the American people, the 78% of the population, would stand up and deal with the issue at hand. We wouldn't even be talking about the Muslim narrative right now.
True, but an interesting thing to, I hope you bring up to your show, on your show sometime, is to look into the Palmer raids. You know, there was a Red Scare of anarchists in the 1920s who were blew up a bomb in Wall Street, I think wounding some and killing some people.
Okay.
Then they were mailing letter bombs to political figures and to the Attorney General Palmer. And so he basically rounded up 500, mostly Russian, some Italian, some Jewish anarchists, and had them all deported.
Yeah.
And then they restricted immigration after that. So it's a normal, healthy thing to restrict the immigration of people who have proven themselves to be a threat. And don't let these dangerous liberals tell
That's
us
right.
otherwise. You
Good
know,
point.
Before I go, I'd like to say one more thing in that.
Yes.
You know, people talk about the dangerous ideology of Islam. I think liberalism is way more dangerous in ideology than Islam, because all we have to do is keep Islam isolated to their native lands. We're not going to hurt their people. They have many countries, huge amounts of space for them to develop under their place under the sun, right, without our meddling, right? And we hope they do well in their countries. We don't wish them ill, but let us keep some lands for ourselves and for our people.
Yes. Hey, now, Paul, I do. Now that I get you on the phone here, I want to ask you the question, too. I actually wanted to make a point, and then I want to ask you if you've heard of Operation Wetback. But going to the first point, what's the difference between an atheist, Islam, communist, liberal, Marxist? I mean, we can go down the line. Well, when we're dealing with these people, we're all talking about the lawless. So they're on they're on the same side of the fence. So when we're talking about liberals, it's interesting that they'll take everything on except the cross of Christ. They'll take everything on except the law of God. Because when it comes to the law of God, then they have a problem because they actually have to deny their disobedience or their lawlessness within. And people need to realize that when we're talking about these people, and I say it all the time, Paul, we have a left. When we're talking about the left, what are we talking about? We're talking about the lawless. We're talking about those that won't be ruled by law in this country. And how many would lose their place in this country if we actually went back to the law and did the right thing? And I say this, that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there would be no left. And that's really true because, again, my point is, Paul, and listeners, is that when we're talking of the left, we're talking about lawless people. Why don't we just get that through our heads and understand that we're ruled by law in this country? And when we begin to do that, we're gonna go ahead and just eradicate any lawlessness that we have in this country, and then we're gonna reign in freedom that Christ has bestowed upon us. My take.
Yeah, well, one of the things to have that happen is to have less big government, because part of the reason why people vote for big government, as any Social Security recipient will tell you, is, you know, they've donated money through their taxes to Social Security, and now the government has them promoting big government because now they're all their money's been taken. They want to get some of that money back through Social Security. So it causes this vicious cycle of creating this ogre of big government and then dependency on this very big government that's been created. And that's what's sad about the big government. But then I would also argue that, you know, don't forget it's the obligation of the nobles to look out and try to provide good working conditions for people so they don't turn towards socialist ideology. And that's why it's important to try to stop the outsourcing, to stop the exporting of jobs and also the mass immigration to push wages down.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Paul, just a little side note. Where is it the job of the government to actually produce jobs for anybody in this country anyway?
It's nowhere.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is our founders had tariffs to protect American jobs from the very founding. And it had low taxes, and that with the intent that it would keep jobs and production in industry within this country. American capitalism and the big corporations, a great example is Apple sitting on $1 trillion overseas. If they had kept that domestic, the company that was built on American ingenuity, that would have made a lot of good, well-paying jobs for American workers and maybe in some of the urban centers. And so these would be people that wouldn't need welfare. There would be decent jobs in manufacturing, and they've been exported. And that's what I'm saying. You know, if the corporations abandon America, then this leaves a lot of people, fearful for their livelihoods, and so they do turn towards socialism.
Right. Yeah. Great point. I also wanted to say, too, if we want to shrink government, it really comes to this, and I've said this a million times, and I say it again, that if we want to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, we simply need to get back to God's 10 commandments. And it's interesting that if we would get back to God's 10 commandments, what we could look at and make distinction between law and policy. Can you imagine how many policies would be washed away as null and void because they're unconstitutional? Because then and only then do people now understand God's 10 commandments and the reason for them, so we can be a liberated people?
That's true, but as I would argue, don't forget, the captains of industry and the plutocrats, they too have to be looking out for the working conditions of the common man that are their countrymen.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Paul. We got to take a break. We got a break coming up on us right now. Again, thanks, Paul, from New Jersey. Also, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back and just highlight Operation Wetback that took place in the 50s, in 1954 to be exact, if you didn't know. And then we're going to get to our topic. Be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is interesting. I brought up the topic of Operation Wetback because our caller from New Jersey brought up some of the issues that were going on since the conception of the United States of America. And what's interesting to note is I just thought one that wasn't, well, it was back in the 50s, and of course I wasn't there. I wasn't even back in here in the 60s, but the point is when you go back to Operation Wetback, you'll see that the president, along with his director, basically rounded up millions of illegals and sent them back into Mexico. Operation Wetback was an immigration law enforcement initiative created by Director of the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service, Joseph Swing, in cooperation with the Mexican government. The program was implemented in May of 1954 by U.S. Attorney General Herbert Bronwell and utilized special tactics to deal with illegal border crossing and illegal residents in the United States by Mexican nationals. Now, what's interesting about this, just to get to the point, folks, that this has been going on for a long time, this isn't the first time that this has come up. It's come up over and over and over again. But it seems to be one ugly head that pops up every, you know, decade or generation without fail. But we've dealt with this in the past, and we've so what we're seeing today in America is nothing out of the ordinary for this country. But I want people to understand why we have illegals coming into America. For example, Operation Wetback, for those that didn't know, we had illegals coming into America because Americans wanted to hire illegals for slave wages. when you see all these Muslims coming into America, they're actually being allured to come into America to the welfare state on your dime, America. I mean, you look at any scenario as to why foreigners come to America, in a good portion of it, you'll find out it's because they're being allured to America. And we need to understand that, folks, again, going back to Operation Wetback and what's going on today is we're the ones doing it to ourselves. And we need to take this in hand and deal with the issues at hand. And we need to shut down the fact that, listen, the ones that are actually committing the crimes concerning Operation Wetback were the American people that wanted to hire illegals for slave labor. It's the same thing. We're alluring these foreigners in, and I'm saying this twice for a purpose. Men need to be told things twice. Men need to be told things twice. But, folks, we have all these illegals coming into America because they want a free ride, and the president of the United States is illegally reallocating your tax dollars to give to them that don't want to work. And, folks, this is nothing new concerning revolutionaries. I'm getting off a little bit here, but, folks, this individual in the White House is emulating dictators. And they're trying to do this because they want to create a revolution in the United States of America. But again, going back to the point, friends, we're alluring this. We're doing this to ourselves in so many different ways. And again, if we would just simply take responsibility, we could correct the problems. Because we see the problems are getting worse in this country. They're not getting better. But one of the things that Paul brought up out in New Jersey is he said that liberalism is the problem. Yes, and it doesn't have to have the name Islam on it. It doesn't have to have the name communist or atheist or liberal. Just call them lawless. Because really, that's what it comes down to, friends. And when we're law-abiding patriots, and patriot means to uphold dying laws, when we're real patriots, guess what we're going to do? We're going to magnify the law against the crime. When the right is doing the right thing all the time, there is going to be no left. So right, and I'm speaking to the good people, the righteous people in Christ in this country, it's time to stand up and right the wrongs. Because again, folks, they don't have to have a different name. We know who they are, we know what they do, and they need to be dealt with. Folks, it's like the right looks at these people on the left like they're a bunch of little bratty kids that never grew up, and they want to just go ahead and be a bunch of rebels and defiant ones. Well, folks, then deal accordingly with them. And the way that you do that is incite and recite the law and deal with their crimes. And that is the nail that I keep pounding on in this show over and over and over and over again. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Folks, yesterday we were talking about the American view of law and government, and we started out with the presupposition that God is. In every conversation I have, I don't care who it is or what the topic is, I always go back to the presupposition that God is. I always put my foot upon the rock to deal with the issues that are being discussed at that particular time. Just like I did with Paul in New Jersey. When he was talking about big government, I said, well, the way to shrink big government is to get back to God's Ten Commandments so we don't have to put up with man's 10,000 commandments who are growing governments illegally and unconstitutionally. Why? Because they're a bunch of outlaws. And if they're outlaws and we are patriots, then guess what? The patriots are going to deal with the outlaws, and that's what we need to be doing. But going back to the presupposition, there are things which are accepted as true before any argument can commence. That's exactly right. God is. God is the giver of law, Exodus 18:21. The general presupposition is that truth exists, and it's absolute, objective, and unchanging. And I shared with you yesterday, friends, how awesome it is to know that the word of the Lord endureth forever. The word is settled in heaven forever. I'll say that again, forever. The Lord said in Matthew 3:16, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. Folks, if you go to Hebrews 13:8, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's a good place to be. No matter what happens in this world, he's still on his throne, and he doesn't change. And when we go back to the Word of God, we can identify who he is all the time, 24/7. But going back to the general presupposition and the Declaration of Independence, where we derive from our forefathers how they went back to that general presupposition that God is, they wrote, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Going to specific presuppositions contained in the Declaration of Independence that there is a God, number one, and then going again to the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal. And secondly, rights come from him. They don't come from the state, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. So our right giver is the one that actually established the fact that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The rights that we have come not from the generosity of the state, friends. They come from the hand of God. John F. Kennedy said that. Number three, the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights, to restrain men from violating God's moral law. Now, I know some people say, well, that offends me. I want you to understand that going back to Webster's 1828, the word offend actually defines out to be anything contrary to God's moral law. So, like, for example, a cop is patrolling the streets, and all of a sudden he sees an offense taking place. It's an offense of law that he now steps into place to right the wrong by enforcing the law against the crime. That's the proper understanding of offense. Going back again to the specific presuppositions, number three, is the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. Again, I said, friends, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, said John Adams, the second president of the United States, to restrain them from violating God's moral law or common law or the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, the enumerated laws, the empire of laws, said John Adams. So again, the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights, not to take them away, not to violate them the way that you're seeing today. And then going to the Declaration of Independence, it states that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among who? Men. That's what I love about doing tea parties in general. And specifically doing tea parties is when I talk about Congress, I talk about corruption in government, and they get all up in arms about what's going on in their country. I'll look at them and I'll say, well, what are you complaining about government for? You are the government. And they kind of look at me dumbfounded as to, like, really? You mean we actually have to deal with ourselves first before we deal with corruption in the government? Of course. And of course it starts in the church. But folks, remember that you are government, because when you go to the specific presupposition, number four, it's this. All civil government is derived through the consent of the, here we go, the people, you, America, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, or the governed, I'm sorry. So let's just take that to where we're at today. Everybody's complaining about Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration, and rightfully so. But who does Barack Hussein Obama mirror that he's been there for 7 years? He mirrors the American people that tolerate his crimes. And why do they tolerate his crimes? Because they are just as guilty of the crimes that they tolerate. Folks, you would be considered an accomplice in the sight of God. Because don't think for one moment that you're going to stand before God and sit there and say, did you see what that government did? And the Lord's going to look at you and say, I have given you as a people in this country, not only have I shed my grace upon your nation, but I've enlightened you to understand why you are so free. You are free because you are a people that do not tolerate crime whatsoever. So when you complain about that government, you are simply complaining about what you have tolerated, Bradley Dean, and it's unacceptable in my sight. If you would have kept my commandments the way that I commanded you to, you would have understood why justice is the guardian of liberty, and you would have understood real liberty. Because you understand, and you talk about it quite a bit, Bradley, is the fact that freedom is not free. And we have that example in front of us everywhere. Where we go, and we go to veteran memorials across America. That freedom is not free. Someone had to fight, someone had to bleed, and in many cases, someone had to die, giving us the freedoms in which we have today, that now the American people are standing back and tolerating and allowing a criminal administration to desecrate what they fought, bled, and died to give us. America, did you hear what I said? You today in this country are tolerating what our veterans died fighting against. America, you are tolerating a government that your veterans died fighting against. Let me say that again. America, you are tolerating a criminal administration that in many cases, they went overseas fighting and dying and bleeding concerning what you're tolerating in this country today. Do you realize that? America, do you realize that many of our young people today over the last 20 years, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, have actually fought, bled, and died fighting against what you are tolerating from the White House today? I want you to think about that, America, because that's the truth. And it's not going to work on Judgment Day, friends. We have time now, and it's our time to stand up and bring forth judgment today rather than wait for judgment to take place on the heads of the righteous. Let the righteous deal with the wicked, not the other way around, because we don't want it to befall us. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Network. We're talking about the American view of law and government. I want to give you a high, just a quick highlight here, folks. I'm going to be posting on Bradley Dean tonight, an individual. He's a full-grown man, and he's dressed up. He's transgender, and he's been married. Now he's divorced, but he thinks he's a six-year-old woman. And I'm going to post that tonight because I want you to understand that this is what the media is feeding the American people, that this is normal. They can't help themselves. But I want you to understand that you've been warned that these people and with these people that there's no boundaries, as I've always said. And here you have it. And again, incredible, a transgendered six-year-old. He thinks he's a little six-year-old girl. And in fact, he's a man. And also interesting to know, folks, this just came out during the break, was the fact that Jared Fogle, the spokesperson for Subway, I don't know if you know this or not, but he is a homosexual. He was married and he was a pedophile, which go hand in glove. And interestingly enough, he was just sentenced to 27 years in prison for actually child pornography online. So, and rightfully so, folks, but we should have taken it and taken it a lot further than what we did. But 27 years, I'll tell you what, folks, that's not going to fly once he gets into prison, especially when the people in prison understand the crimes that he was committing during the kids. But again, Jared Fogle, the spokesperson for Subway, was just sentenced to 27 years for child pornography. So anyways, let's get back to this. We were just talking about specific presuppositions, and the presupposition is general. That is that God is. So everything that we base our conversation off of is the Word of God. And the fact that basing our conversations off the Word of God is an acknowledgement that God is. And of course, hello, here we are, right? But going back to specific presuppositions, when we look at number four, all civil governments are derived through the consent of the people. Again, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Keep in mind, those that are in government and act out in such a fashion that they are today are breaking the law. And I want you to understand that they are outlaws. And I also want you to understand that they are deriving the power to do the things that they do from your consent, namely in action. Going to number five concerning specific suppositions or presuppositions is whenever government becomes destructive of this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. That when any form or whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which you're seeing today, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Not to throw off the Constitution, as Abraham Lincoln rightly said, but to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. So, when we look at the function of civil government, is the power of the sword force in order to restrain the exercise of breaking God's moral law? That's Romans 13, 3 through 4. It says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power?" And it goes on, "And that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he that is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." Not to him that doeth good. The purpose of government is to enforce God's standard of right and wrong, because that's where it's all extracted from in the first place. Romans 13, 3 through 4. So in order to maintain order is for the purpose that Christians and others can practice right living, those that follow the rule of law, 1 Timothy 2:2. "For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and in all honesty." And it's interesting, folks, I said a peaceful life. To a Christian, that's just not going to fly. Because when you're born of the Holy Spirit, guess what he does? He contends for the faith concerning what's going on in this world. He's at war with the spirit of the enemy in this world. And his purpose is to reconcile men back unto the Father through the Son, the cross of Jesus Christ. And most people think, well, we're supposed to have the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, we are. But against such, there is no law. So in other words, until America falls in line with God's purpose and God's government, we're not going to understand real peace. And that is the end of the peace, the law is to know real true peace, like it or not. And that's in any given situation. And then where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Liberty to walk in holiness. Liberty to do the right thing. Not licentiousness and not a false grace to use the grace of God as an occasion of the flesh. So, in saying that, folks, let's compare of American and alternative views of government today. So we see that there's other views of government and its purposes that are not biblical. For example, we see the socialist view, Marxist view, communist view, all the same, father friends. And we can compare the views by their contrasting various attributes. For example, the elements of biblical versus pagan. We look at a biblical view of government, which we should all have in this country. But the biblical view of government is that the state is divinely ordained by God. It is. That's why you see Moses awaiting the divine law behind the heads of the Supreme Court justices in America, or in Minnesota. And it's also interesting to note that when you walk outside of that building, you'll look right up above the Supreme Court justices, the door, the exit. It says, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." That's exactly right. But going back to the biblical view of government, keep in mind state is divinely ordained by God. State's authority is limited. It totally is limited, friends, because they are not the ones that gave it. They are not the ones to decide what we can do and what we cannot do according to the rule of themselves, which is arbitrary government. Because you need to understand that, friends, biblical view of government leads to patriotism. Hey, folks, you give an animal freedom, and then you lock him in a cage, how is he going to respond? If you teach them what it takes to remain free, I'll tell you what, they're going to pick the latter, not the former. And the way to remain free is to enforce the law. So going back to biblical view of government, it results in a republic, and it leads to patriotism, as I said, because it's based on the Creator's government. Common sense, that's who we are in America. But a pagan view of government is that, well, the state is divine. Hey, folks, I just seen it during the break again. The media in the press room at the White House asking questions. Well, the spokes liar sits there and tells the people, well, this is the president's belief. This is the president's belief. This is what the president's government is doing. This is what the president's administration is doing. Wait a second. The president's administration and the president's government and the president's his belief systems are not to be contrary to the Constitution of the United States. So when we're listening to the spokes liar talk about what the president believes and what his government does and what his administration believes, it doesn't matter what they believe because, the friends, in this country, we're all ruled by government. But if you believe that he can go ahead and call the shots because this is what he believes, then you have a pagan view of government. You have an un-American view of government. You believe that the state is divine. No, it is not. That's a pagan view of government. You believe that the state's authority is unlimited. No, it is not. You have a pagan view of government. A pagan view of government leads to state worship. What are you seeing today in politics? The golden calf. We need to tear down that golden calf. We need King Jesus back in this country, friends. No king but King Jesus, and that's why our forefathers were waving the flags uphill to heaven. And a pagan view of government, friends, at end, it leads to tyranny because it's all based off of, guess what, evolution. An evolutionary view of government. And when you understand the basic principles of law, you have to go back to the Old Testament. Again, our government is derived from what? Exodus 18:21, the Mosaic Institution, which is called, by the way, the five books of Moses, the Decalogue, the Torah, speaking specifically of the law. And Torah means to point your finger, to direct, or to lead. So it's the law that leads us, but who is the lawgiver again? The New Testament, nomos or nomos, is commandment or a sign from a higher authority. And of course it is again. We know that the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. It tells us that in the book of Isaiah. The basic principles of law is, summarizing from Sir William Blackstone, one of the founders of English law, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu, Commentaries on Laws of England, Volume 1, Introduction, Section 43. Number one is a rule of conduct. A rule of conduct. How do you act according to the lawgiver? How do you respond? How do you subject yourself? Number two, backed by force, the law is not just custom. Based on a higher moral authority. Folks, I want to say this. It's the law that makes the king. Okay? Without the law, it's not a king. It's a tyrant, and it's arbitrary, and it's dangerous. We have a despot. We have a tyrant. That's not a good place to put yourself in this country or in any other country across the globe. So when you begin to look at the forms of law, according again to Sir William Blackstone, you can see that the laws of nature, which is in the Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence, is to be considered as a creature must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator. So, folks, if we want the bad things to go away, we're going to have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith according to what God has commanded us to do. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even